Prime Minister Maliki's abilities were also debated yesterday at a session before the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's where the nation's spy chiefs were testifying. They'd been summoned to deliver their annual assessment of global threats, such as Al-Qaeda. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the subject quickly turned to the president's plan for Iraq.
Every year, the heads of the CIA, FBI, and other spy agencies head to Capitol Hill to update lawmakers on threats such as global terrorism and nuclear proliferation. But it was perhaps inevitable that this year, with the hearing scheduled for the day after President Bush's big speech, questions would focus instead on the way forward in Iraq. The chair of the Intelligence Committee, West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller, opened the bidding by pronouncing the president's plan to increase troops by more than 20,000.
Not grounded in the realities that we face in Iraq, and it is an unacceptable gamble with additional soldiers' lives.
Senators then did their best to worm out of the intelligence leaders their views on whether President Bush's plan is a good one. John Negroponte, the outgoing chief of overall U.S. intelligence efforts, offered this.
I think over time, the plan has a reasonable chance of succeeding.
CIA Director Michael Hayden went a bit further. He said groups of senior officials have been meeting for months, trying to figure out how best to prevent Iraq from becoming a safe haven for Al-Qaeda or descending yet further into sectarian violence.
And what the president talked about was what we believe to be the best choices available to us to achieve the kinds of things I just described.
The best choice, Hayden means, being an increase in U.S. troop levels. Several senators pressed the intelligence chiefs to weigh in on the merits of other courses of action, such as reducing U.S. troop numbers. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold asked, what if Congress were to withdraw funding? Negroponte declined to answer, branding the question very hypothetical. Not really, Feingold retorted. It could happen.
And I would suggest that since we did not have a plan, in my view, when we went into Iraq, we better darn well have a plan for how to disengage from Iraq. Because the American people have had it with us. We are going to have to redeploy these troops, I think sooner rather than later. I think it's a reality that's coming.
Senator John Warner, the Virginia Republican, used his time to ask Negroponte, how stable is Prime Minister Maliki's government? Can he live up to U.S. expectations? Negroponte's endorsement was not exactly ringing.
I mean, he's got a tough row to hoe, Senator, in the sense that his government was put together. It was sort of a negotiated proposition with the elements from across the political spectrum.
I'm fully aware of that, but I'll just talk about the man himself, the gravitas that he has or doesn't have.
I think he's been making a very noble effort under very, very challenging circumstances.
Negroponte, Hayden, and the other intelligence leaders did spend some time on the topic they'd prepared for, their report on worldwide threats. It judges that Al-Qaeda remains the greatest threat to U.S. security. And Negroponte was unusually direct in his testimony on the whereabouts of Al-Qaeda's leaders, which he described as, quote, a secure hideout in Pakistan. Negroponte also highlighted the rise of a worrying trend, Shiite terror groups such as Hezbollah posing a growing threat to U.S. interests. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.